fire. Yeah, fire's cool.
95.5 KLOS.
That song is about setting fires, making a fire.
Fire's cool. I'm a fan of fire.
Me too. I am really good at building fires.
I don't like the fires that destroy things and people.
No, of course not.
But in general.
Mm-hmm. I'm a good fan. Yeah. Same. I love getting that thing going, keeping
also
it going.
Also, could sit there and watch it all night.
Totally.
And has
listen
that kind
to
of,
it.
Yes.
The smell. Mm-hmm. It is hypnotizing.
I do love me some fire.
What's up, dog?
Did not know we'd start this week this way, but all right. How do?
Yeah. My minister said that to me yesterday in church.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he heard the big show, and he's like, I think that's a great idea.
Oh, no.
Like, I go to church.
Okay, good.
I haven't been to church, and I don't
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. How do is not going to happen.
How do?
It isn't going to happen.
Well, then why are you wearing this shirt that has the glitter that says how do? And
because
big...
I'm going to try. Well, I'm going to give it my best.
That's working for
it's
me.
It's not going to be because I fail.
That's right.
That right now.
You're right. It's the people fail.
Right.
Damn people.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? People are dumb at 3:50.
Yep.
I found out something shocking when I was 30.
Okay. That was
about
a long time ago.
About myself.
Okay.
And my heritage.
Oh, wow. I'm very interested.
I was mistaken for 30 years.
Wow.
And told everybody the wrong thing.
You're definitely not black, dude.
No.
I mean, I know you think you are.
No,
you
no,
still do.
I don't. I couldn't be more of a honky. I am hopelessly honky. That was not the surprise.
I can't wait to hear.
30 years.
That was like 30 years ago.
So we're going to shut up. So we're going to
50 years ago.
We're going to talk about you misunderstood things too late in life.
Righto.
Like you should have known. You should have known.
Should have known.
This should be called you should have known.
Right.
So we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Or duh. Maybe that.
Duh. Might
duh.
Be good. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about vacations. And if the pandemic having shut everything down, are people now planning bigger and better?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Now that COVID is not over, but we're acting like it is?
I got Hawaii on my sights this year. So first time in 3 years or something. So we take a real vacation.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You'll be completely broke, but who cares?
And the weekend next door update is coming up.
Oh, cool. I love those.
About 5 minutes. And the word that you need to win $2,000.
Yeah.
In about 10 minutes here on 95.5 KLOS.
Old school Beavis and Butthead would be thrilled. Another song streaming fire. Fire! I know what's going on. It was not intentional.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. People are dumb coming up at about 3:50. First, it's time for our weekend next door update.
I love these.
The next door app is something.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
And it's being abused by lunatics.
There are a lot of lunatics on it, but there are also a lot of funny people.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I try to find the funny ones if I can.
Right.
This one comes from a podiatrist. Good morning. Can someone recommend a good podiatrist in the area? And then somebody else responds, my son likes feet. He looks at pictures of them all day on his computer.
Oh, man.
Maybe he could take a look.
Show us your feet, baby.
That's someone being hilarious.
Yes, that's awesome.
Here's another one. This lady on next door was like, we've had this chihuahua for 10 years.
Oh, baby.
But we had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting rid of our dog. Does anyone want him?
How dare you?
And then she replies, how about rehoming the baby?
Yeah, there you go. Humans, we got enough of those. You got to love a chihuahua.
I don't know that you want to choose a chihuahua over a human being.
That's the one to choose.
Apologies to anyone who might have just witnessed a lady running down an alley in her underwear yelling baloney.
Okay.
My dog escaped. I panicked.
And that's the dog's name.
That is the dog's name, yes.
Oh, maybe she had some and that's what the dog loves to eat.
It could be.
Something.
This is hilarious. And it does worry me a little bit that all of our, everything that we have at our house is connected to the internet.
No kidding.
So this was as people. When you're sitting in the comfort of your own home watching porn.
Like you do.
Apparently on a sound bar, from what info I can get.
Okay.
You may not realize that you're broadcasting it through my Samsung Smart Hub refrigerator.
That refrigerator is having a really good time over there. What's going on with it?
Can you imagine listening to porn? You don't want
especially
any part of it.
Waka, 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 waka.
No, that's the good stuff. And finally, cleaning out my dad's attic. I'm going to show you the picture first.
What the hell is that?
That is BDSM.
Oh,
all the
okay.
Way.
Yes, right. Wow.
Cleaning out my dad's attic, I came across this vintage motorcycle riding mask.
Put in Mind of American Horror Story.
I didn't know that my dad was into motorcycles, but he has a lot of leather gear.
Oh, no. Leather Daddy outed accidentally. Post. Oh,
I can't imagine the kid doesn't know for real that that's what it was.
Well, he certainly found out if not.
But that is the 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
People Are Dumb coming up in about 15 minutes. First, I'd like to thank all of the people that tweet me.
Yeah.
I love each and every one of them.
Every single one of them?
No, there are some that I don't.
Okay.
And those are the ones that wait until just before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in the evening.
Right.
Before they know that I go to bed, when I look at Twitter and they'll send me things like this. I showed you this.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Japanese engineered creepy lamp.
Yeah, it's a creepy lamp, all right.
It's a spider lamp. So literally, it's a nightlight.
It's like a box that's lit up, but yes. Underneath it, spider legs.
Spider legs.
Giant, hairy, black spider legs.
Yes, and it moves.
And
throughout the night.
Throughout the night, I didn't know that.
Yes, if you leave it on, it just keeps moving.
The video you showed me shows it heading down the hall, terrifying a toddler.
There is a little child that is scared of it and running from it, and it seems to be following the little child.
It's following the toddler.
We don't know. No.
I'm here to provide you with light.
No.
Come back.
Why?
I know, would... Right?
I mean, I know there are people who love spiders.
Yes.
I get it.
You could put your spider on top of the spider.
Right.
And watch your spider wander around the
light.
On a light.
But why do we need a spider nightlight?
That is so funky. That is so something.
And it looks like it's about a foot and a half tall or two
feet
tall.
Tall.
It's not a tiny little nightlight like you plug into the plug.
Large thing to be wandering
with
around the house.
Giant spider legs on it.
You know what would be awesome? You got a party going on. Everybody's kind of wasted. You turn on that light.
Oh, that'd be great.
Let it wander into the room.
Turn everything else off.
Yes. Like, just without telling anybody,
of course.
Kill the power.
Kill the power.
And then all of a sudden this thing comes out.
Oh.
You better be ready for it to be smashed, because someone will save the day.
Well, that's what I'm going to, that's how I'll use it. If anyone sends it to me, that's how I will get rid of it.
You're going to tweet this?
I'll tweet it.
Yeah, everybody got to see it.
I'll tweet it from at Kevin and Sligo. And, you know, I don't need, thanks for thinking of me, you know, on Twitter. And we have a lot of people who interact with us that we're grateful for.
Yes.
Both and Sligo and I.
I'm particularly grateful for folks who sent you that. Is that wrong?
I know you
did
are.
Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, no,
I
you
think
said
that came
that
out wrong.
No, you said that right, because I know that you make it makes you happy when I'm unhappy.
I'm terrified.
I will tweet it from at Kevin Sligo and no, please. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, coming up in about 10 minutes. You should have known that.
You should have known that.
Our new feature, you should have known that.
Duh.
First, at about 3:50, we try to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Would-be counterfeiter tries to return broken printer to Walmart with sheet of fake $100 bills still inside. Police have arrested a man who tried to return the printer to his local Walmart with a page of counterfeit bills after he broke the item trying to print the bills.
Using, like, I'm sure the incorrect kind of paper. So
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Jared S. Carr, 37, went to the Walmart in Wisconsin last Thursday with the printer, but he didn't have a receipt.
Oh, come on, dude.
The store refused to give him his money back.
Sure, of course.
But he insisted.
No, I bought it here.
Right.
Not working. He broke in.
And after inspecting the item, store workers saw the counterfeit money and informed police.
Like, hold on a second, dude. We'll be right back.
Yes.
I think we can get you this refund. Don't go anywhere.
I don't feel like they had to tell him not to go anywhere.
That's
I feel like he wasn't
so
going anywhere.
Rock stupid.
Right. So they go. They call the police. The police are on their way. Now he's still arguing.
I bought it in here. You can check your surveillance tapes.
Even after Walmart employees informed Carr that he couldn't return the item because he couldn't prove that he purchased it at the store, he insisted that the store was wrong and he refused to leave.
He sounds like a really cool, smart fella.
It sounds like he's waiting for the police.
Yeah.
He also tried to barter with the employee at the discount store's customer service center.
Hey, I got a bunch of hundreds on me, as it turns out.
He said, listen, this printer lists for whatever, $5.99?
Yeah.
I'll take $4.99.
Oh,
like he started trying to get a lower price.
This is the kind of guy that never leaves a tip. And,
you know, he's
the
worst.
Worst kind of doesn't pay his rent on time ever.
Police officer arrived at the store while he was still there and were able to question the man. He resisted, and was arrested in a struggle ensued.
Of course. Can you imagine them walking up and he's like, wait, what? Yeah, no!
Are you kidding? Well, they're not giving me my money.
Are you here to arrest Walmart?
Right.
Because you should.
Because they're not giving me my money back. In addition to the page of counterfeit bills
right.
found in the printer, Carr was found with three additional counterfeit $100 bills. He has been charged with attempted theft by forgery. I mean, by fraud, forgery, and resisting arrest. So
I hope he tried to pay off the cops, too. Hey, just look the other way. Look, I got a hundy for
you. Do you want three hundy?
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I go down to the kitchen, and we've got our
vending machine.
Our vending machine there.
Right.
And I get a Diet Coke.
And you always very nicely ask if I would like anything.
And it's become a joke. So I say to Sluggo, hey, do you want some water? And he goes, yeah, that's funny.
I want a bottle of water.
Because water has been out for a month?
At least.
Has it been a month?
At least a month. There's two things, two little
there's
selections.
There's two different types of water there.
Bottles.
They're both empty.
Yeah, always empty.
Always.
But everything else is in there. The beer, the Coke, the everything.
A decent amount of time it
yeah.
is. Occasionally, it looks like The Walking Dead in there. Occasionally, there's like a bag of nuts and maybe some chips.
But never any water. You know,
no water. Water does not exist.
I'm dying for some water over here.
Sluggo doesn't have water at home, so when he comes here...
It's new to me. I'm new to this planet.
And he doesn't get water, he starts to hurt.
And, you know, after 4 hours of babbling, it seems like a good idea to get a little...
So we
wet my whistle.
Who was in charge of that.
And I was disappointed to find out it's Mitch, because I love Mitch.
Mitch
is a great guy. He does so much for this radio
station.
Mitch
is the best.
He is.
Except for...
If he's failing miserably with the water!
Mitch?
Mitch, damn
well,
it!
You know, guys, you know inflation's high right now, right? Have you heard that lately?
We have heard that, yes. But just on water only?
You know, the vending machine guy said, hey, if I put water in here, it's going to be $4 each. And
well,
I told him, don't
fine.
Put
in
water.
I want the water. I don't care. I'll pay the $4. I'm dying over his.
Sluggo needs to shower even.
Mitch, are you a fan of Star Trek?
I am.
There's one episode where they point out that humans are bags of mostly water. Except for me. Can't get any damn water at work.
What's the system? What system do you have, Mitch? There, that because for a while it was out of Diet Coke forever.
Oh yeah, that made Keith, our PE program director, very upset. Keith,
well, that was on purpose.
Son of a bitch. What's the
you bitch, no. Mitch?
What kind of system do you have? They come check it every 6 months.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Honestly, like, what's their system?
Well, we did leave the sink on for Sluggo. I'm surprised he didn't just, you know, put his mouth under there like normal.
Yeah, I have tried to wash certain parts of my body in that running water in the sink.
I do bring him a dog bowl.
Right?
Yeah, I know. That's why I started doing it, actually.
But seriously, there's been no water for a month. I mean, like, seriously. What? How does that happen?
I think the vending machine guy can't get into Costco anymore because of the gas line.
Right. I understand all of your jokes.
You're good with flimsy excuses.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
And we love you, but stop it. Where's the water?
I'm going to have to find the water. I don't know. I'm not Moses.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you what. If you can't do that,
did you say I'm not Moses?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a reference.
Did you really?
Well,
wow, well done. I didn't hear that.
Well done. I'm not Moses. We'll let you off the hook for that.
Either that or throw you into the Red Sea.
Awesome.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I just got a text from Mitch.
Yeah.
He says he called the vending machine guy and he says it must be stuck because there's a lot of water in there. And he's going to come check it out tomorrow.
I'm sorry, so there's too much water.
There's a whole bunch of buttons for water, but apparently they're all broken.
There's two different types of water.
You know, I'm
not buying.
I've always liked Mitch, but now even more appreciation for his ability to lie on the spot.
I didn't.
Filthy lies.
If you would have given me 100 guesses, I wouldn't have guessed there's too much water.
Right, too much water.
That's why
that's
it's not coming out.
And he signed it Moses.
Wow, excellent.
Moshe. Well done, sir.
All right, it's time for You Should Have Known.
You Should Have Known. Duh. Otherwise known as Duh.
Duh. I, until I was 30, told people I was German.
Okay, what led you to believe that?
Because my parents told me I was German.
Oh, they told you you're okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So
you look German engineering. You seem Germanish.
Thanks.
So yeah, I know. I don't know.
It's not really a compliment, but thank you.
Well, you're white as can be.
I am as white as can be. But I always told people that I was German because I was German.
Right. Yes.
When I was 30.
30.
That's a lot of time to be wrong.
To not to be German, but then...
I wasn't.
You're not.
My mom said...
Oh, yeah?
What are you talking about?
How many times both of us have heard that from our parents?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
And I said...
You're so wrong.
What do you mean, what am I talking about? I'm German. What are you talking about?
Mom.
And she said, what are you talking about? You're not German. And I said, what are you talking about? I'm not German. I'm 30. I've been telling people this my whole life.
Right.
So the topic is, you should have known.
Wait, so she...
Hold on, I'll get
okay.
to it. You should have known.
Right.
You should have known that by whatever age. You
right.
found out way too late. Something that you should have known a long time ago.
Oh, it goes in there. I thought...
Yes. 818-955-KLOS. So we were caught in the, you should, what? What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Back I and forth, back wish and forth. I'd been in that conversation.
And she said, no, you're not German. And I said, well, what am I?
Yeah.
And she said, Swiss.
Swiss.
And I said, I've never heard that I'm Swiss. I'm 30. I never heard I'm Swiss.
So.
She said, I've never heard that you were German. And I said, well, who do you think I got it from? And it was probably a 10-minute argument of my mom's thinking I'm crazy.
Well, she's right.
She's right.
But the Sound of Music suddenly flipped completely for you.
I've never been more surprised by anything in all my life. Because once you accept something is true.
Sure, because especially your parents told you about your lineage.
Right.
I thought. Yeah. Was she just really high when she told you?
From that point on, you don't ever question it.
Yeah.
It just becomes more solid and solid, and it's part of the foundation of your life.
Yeah.
And then she goes, no, you're not German. I don't even know what you're talking about. You're Swiss.
Have you done a DNA?
No, I don't care about that. Hmm. But... I was...
I care about that for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was quite shocked.
For the Swiss, I want you to be German.
I was... Listen, sorry, Swiss people.
Sorry, Swiss.
Sorry, but I'm Swiss, and I should have known that.
Well, you are pretty neutral in life.
Am I?
No.
Am I neutral?
I guess not, no.
I don't think I'm neutral, but
sense.
I am hopelessly honky, and that... Does
that certainly
that
yeah.
is Swiss?
Yeah.
So you should have known that.
You should have known.
818-955.
You found out you were wrong. Duh.
After a long amount of time.
Long time.
Yeah. Like it's disturbing how long I thought I was German because I'm not.
Not
at
even.
All. And I thought I was for 30 years, which is insanity.
And you weren't able to trace back at any point where you might have had a conversation and you just plain
my
heard
dad,
wrong.
My dad, rest his soul, is passed on.
Yeah,
so maybe
can't bring
I heard
it up with him. Yeah.
Maybe at some point they said Swiss German because there's Swiss German and Swiss French.
You're
there's
right.
Both
sure.
sides
That's
in
reaching.
Switzerland.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to come up with any
where
reason
you heard it. Right.
That I thought, and I'm not German.
Yeah.
And that was shocking.
It is weird.
So 818-955 KLOS. You should have known that.
You were wrong.
Call now. I found out I wasn't German when I was 30.
Forever. You've been telling everybody, I'm from Germany.
Turns out, no, I'm Swiss, and I didn't know that.
Duh.
So you should have known what?
Actually, it wasn't me, but I was in the moment when it was like, duh. It was my ex-girlfriend at the time. So we were watching National Geographic, right? And she's like, what the heck? And I'm like, what? She's like, mountain goats don't have uneven legs. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? She said, my dad told me that the left legs were shorter than the right legs. That's how they walk around a mountaintop.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. I love that.
But and they always have to walk the same direction. That's hilarious.
And never on level ground.
She was dumbfounded. She's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
How old was she?
26.
Oh, that's
I hope
so
you,
great.
Did you call her dad right away and congratulate him on a... prank well pulled.
Oh my gosh, she called him and she was pissed.
That's so great.
That's what we're looking for.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you should have known long ago.
Duh!
All right, listen, I'm not smart. I've never been accused of being smart.
You just misheard.
But until I was 30, I told people I was German. And then my mom heard me and laughed and said, no, you're Swiss. Why would you be telling people you're German?
Because in a dream, you came to me in a dream one night, Mom.
Must be.
You told me 30 years ago.
So you should have known that before.
Duh! Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's up, Sluggo?
What's happening, man?
Talking about things you should have known earlier.
So, same thing with you, Kevin. I told everybody until I was about 30 that I was Irish.
Right.
They told me that I'm Irish and just believed it. Took an ancestry test. I'm like 2% Irish and 70% Scottish.
Wow. Those damn tests really kind of screw up.
They're messing up everything.
Yeah, family history. Because I was told that I was part Native American. I was very excited about it all my life. Found out zero.
All right, I'm going to say something that might be incredibly stupid. But isn't Scottish and Irish kind of close?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
But, even when I was 18, I went and got Irish tattooed on my stomach.
That's fantastic.
And now you got to scrape it off and put Scottish.
No, now you just have to add 2%.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. 2%.
Thank
right
you
on, man. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Growing up, I was told I was 25% Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Because my grandmother was Irish. I was named Timothy, and I was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
So when I was 63, I did that.
Damn test.
DNA test.
Yep.
I was only 6% Irish.
6%? What was the rest of it?
9% was California Coastal Native.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
I never even knew
that
my grandmother on my mother's side was a California Native American.
That's very cool.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's a lot of weirdness, though, I've found out about it, is that from each parent and grandparent, etc., little pieces come. It depends on the gender as well.
Yeah, true.
So even if you really knew that someone was from Ireland or whatever, it depends on the ultimate
What's the majority that you're from?
The majority for me is pretty much Great Britain.
All right.
That seems like what we all are for the most part.
My whole life, 63 years, I was proud Irish, I was find out I'm only 6%.
That is hilarious.
Well, you just
tally ho.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Joanne.
Hey, Joanne. We're talking about things you should have known a long time before you found out.
I got one on my brother.
All right, let's hear it.
So he's hearing impaired, and when I must have been in my 40s, I was in my 50s, he was in his 40s, and I looked, he had carved when we were young the I love you sign. And put 1959 on that for my birth date.
Mm-hmm.
And for my parents, he put 1958. And I said, why did you put 58? I was born, they were married in 59. He did not know that it was a shotgun marriage.
is hilarious.
He was in his 40s. I know, that was a good
one. He was in his 40s when he found out.
Yes.
So funny.
And they were always telling me to be careful and not to be...
I didn't understand that.
No, they only told the girls to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
The boys can do whatever they want.
Of course.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You should have known earlier. Something big.
A.K.A. duh.
We are talking about things that you perhaps should have known sooner. You found out late in life?
You were surprised at your own history, your own fact?
Wait, I'm what? KLOS, hello.
Hi. When I was 18, I went in search of my biological mother. Mm-hmm. I found her. Told me who the dad was. So for 30 years, this man thought he was my dad, and I had two siblings. My sister said, well, let's do a DNA test. We want to find out more what your DNA is. Wouldn't it be funny if dad came back not responsible? It was not a girl.
Oh.
So this man I've known for 30 years is not my dad.
Wow.
And I found who he is, my real dad is.
But let me ask you a question. Was he a dad to you?
Oh, totally my dad.
Yeah.
Totally. I just went in search of them just because
sure.
I needed more facts on my background.
Right.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
No, I would never replace my adopted parent.
Good.
Never.
Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
You should have known what?
But you found out later what?
I should have known. Well, not it didn't matter. So when I turned, my 20s,
I had
to go through the process of getting our passport, which they ask you for your mother's maiden name. And all those years, I always, told him it was one thing. Come to find out, when I had to get a hold of, I didn't exist, so that name didn't exist. And I had to get a hold of City Records in Texas. They didn't have records. Well, then I finally talked to my mom. She says, oh, yeah, my maiden name is this.
It was a different maiden name than you had ever known.
And I never knew. I never knew.
Why did she change it? What was that?
Well, she was the oldest of 9 siblings. And, you know, her dad was someone different than her mom married.
All right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. My grandma married.
Well, you know, you could really get away with a lot of hanky back in the day.
That is true.
You can't do it anymore.
That is true.
They are scrutinizing everything. Thank you for calling, though. I mean, there is so much of that.
That's true. Yeah. Taylor West, hello.
Hello. I've heard this is another ancestry one, but... Yes. I'm the youngest of 7 kids. We were all raised in Texas. My mother never knew her father, and she, we were all a little bit darker skin, and my dad was as white as could be. So my mom just made the assumption that if we're not black, we're not white, we've got to be Mexican. So we
I mean, it's not an awful assumption.
Right.
In Southern California.
So she raised all of us as, Mexican children. We had pinata birthday parties every year. All of our friends were Mexican. She taught us Spanish. All mm-hmm. of our food was Mexican. She bought tamales from the lady down the street. And then when I was about 18 years old, and I'm the youngest, so all of my other siblings have spent their whole life believing this, I got her DNA tested. We're not even 1%.
Not even 1%?
Wow.
Not even a fraction of a percent. We're fully Spain and Scottish.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is.
Huh. So there's mine.
There you go. There you go. That's funny. Thanks for calling. That's but hilarious. All those great birthdays. That is cool. I would love that.
Yeah,
smashing
no kidding.
A pinata. Bring it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's an article about people who got married and were supposed to have a honeymoon during the pandemic.
Oh, man, that was of all the bummers, one of the biggest, because, you know, I mean, your entire life, you're looking forward to this event, if you know, and then,
a lot of weddings were canceled,
yes,
but
postponed.
I guess maybe a lot of them went ahead in smaller groups or just with a...
One
person.
And then they blew off the honeymoon until much later. I know, right. At least the travel. A lot of people were being very cool about, yes, you can come later.
Yes.
Yes, we understand what's going on. We're not going to keep your money.
Yes.
So
I had to postpone a trip for 3 years and then just got my money back.
Wow.
It was just like, not going to happen.
Screw it. Forget it.
But what they're saying is in the travel industry is mm-hmm. that not only are honeymooners making it bigger and better because...
They had so much time.
The pandemic sucks so
right.
much. For so long.
Yes.
And they waited and waited and waited. And by the time they finally get around to it.
We're really going to do this thing.
Right. Right.
And you can probably save some money in the process.
So let's talk about vacations, mega vacations. Because you haven't had one in 3 years. Maybe you're going to let it go a bit.
Blow it all out.
Maybe a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not? If you're going to stay a week, why not stay
2 weeks.
2 weeks if you can.
If you're going to stay in the nice hotel, why not stay in the really nice room or the suite at the hotel?
How are you going to up it?
Yeah, are you?
Now that we're not finished with COVID, but we think we are. Now that that's the case.
Mick Jagger just came down with it. So, you know.
Did he?
Yes. They had to postpone a bunch of shows. So it ain't over yet. But, no. You know, if you had postponed something for a long time.
But there are a lot of people who are traveling again.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is what we're asking is if you had plans during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And are you taking those plans this year or next year or whenever you're going to take them? Are you going to supersize them?
Yeah, supersize.
Supersize
exactly.
Vacations. 818-955-KLOS. Are you going to supersize whatever it is you had planned? Are you going to step it up?
Or have you already?
Good question. Yeah. Yes. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Talking about the pandemic and it ruined your plans. Perhaps you were getting a honeymoon or perhaps just a vacation.
And now you're going to finally go after all these years and you're supersizing it.
KLOS, hello.
Me and my wife got married March 7th of 2020.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that is right there.
That was the week the world shut down.
Yeah.
And we had a wedding of 165 people, and our vacation to go to Europe, we took all of our money and said, screw it, let's make it more fun.
And how did you do that?
Oh, we spent it on our wedding.
Oh.
We knew everything was going to shut down.
Oh, I see. So you made your super spreader event bigger.
Well, congratulations. How's the wedded bliss thus far? Have you consummated the marriage?
Yep, and we're having a kid in November.
Wow.
Nice. Wow, congratulations.
Getting right to business. I like it.
Very cool. Name him Sluggo, because everybody loves that name.
Name him Kevin, because everybody loves that name.
No, terrible name.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
We were going to go to Europe, and we had to postpone, so now we're going to go for a month.
And we're also postponing it till next May because we're going to follow Bruce Springsteen around and go see him in Dublin and Rome.
Super cool.
What a great plan.
I mean, up to a month. That's how they used to do it in the 1800s.
Was the plan always a month?
No. We were going to try to squeeze it in, but we're like, no, we're going to go for a month and we're going to see what we want to see. And
that's
and we've already
awesome.
Okayed it with our bosses. So, yeah.
Wow.
Do you have room for two more?
Yeah, exactly. Hop on.
That sounds great.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
A lot of bosses are being cool about it, too.
Yeah, true.
Businesses, which is amazing.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Jason here.
Good. What's up, Jason?
Good, Jason.
Hey, going on a vacation in about a month. It was supposed to happen 2 years ago.
All right.
Oh, man.
What was it going to be? What is it?
It is my 40th reunion up in Tacoma, Washington. And so now it's going to be the 42nd reunion.
Of what?
High school?
My high school, yeah.
Okay. How long is the vacation total?
Going to be about 2.5 weeks.
And what was it originally going
to
be?
Just up to Tacoma and back.
Nice.
Well, so in some ways, it's all kind of...
It's a lot better.
Yes, yeah. Thanks a lot for calling, man. It's just, you know, that antissa...
Patient?
Makes it exciting as well. Mm-hmm. How dare you jump in with patient, you bastard. 818-955-KLOS.
Your vacation was spoiled by the pandemic, so now...
You're supersized. Here we are talking about all these plans that got postponed back in 2020.
Right.
And now all these shows and vacations that are about to happen now.
Right.
And yet Mick Jagger just had to cancel a Rolling Stone show in Amsterdam like tonight or last night or whatever because he has now tested positive for COVID and is experiencing some symptoms.
Hmm.
But I'm thinking he's in Amsterdam and that's, I don't know. That's a place to pretend that you're
sick. There's a lot of medicine there. That's all I know.
That is a fact.
Money.
Money, man.
It is fun to give away money.
I love calling people and telling them that they won via Cash Squatch.
So yesterday, the person doesn't know yet that they won
$2,000. Right. Yeah, yeah.
So let's give them a call.
No, right. The answer.
Oh.
Hello? I mean, he answered. You say nothing.
Hello?
Why do you say nothing? We have money to give and you say nothing to us. Nothing. No-ho Hank is pissed.
Hello?
Oh, he hung up. You rat bastard. We'll call you back.
Son of a bitch.
How dare you?
Well, you're dialing with a vengeance now.
You will answer your phone, and you will take the money from us. Money!
I'm not German. You don't have to do that anymore.
Hi, you've reached Phil. Leave a message at the tone. Thank you.
My name's Phil, and I don't want any money. I play games like Cash Squatch on KLOS, and then I don't answer my phone.
We're trying to give you $2,000.
You texted Zeppelin to us, and then you ignore us?
But,
Phil.
Phil.
Phil, for f***ing sake. All right. Talk to you later, Phil.
A man took to Instagram to complain about not having sex,
right.
And he kept a list. A running list of every day, the excuse that he got for why they weren't having sex.
Okay, this will be good.
So, and he put it on a long white sheet of paper and made it to the Star Wars music so it looks like it's a scroll going away.
Why I didn't get any.
Reasons she denies sex.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Number one is, did it last week?
Did it last week?
I don't know what the average is, but did
funny,
it last
apparently.
Week is funny. Yeah, so wait, it's every other week, you know that.
Yeah, that's more than enough.
Number two, I'm bloated.
I think that might actually be totally fair.
Number three, I just want to cuddle.
Oh, no.
I mean, look, you can cuddle, and I'll...
You have a teddy bear over there. Cuddle with that, and look the other way.
The bed was just made.
That's pretty weak.
That's nonsense.
I am more than happy to remake the bed immediately thereafter. No problem. Wait a minute. So you said he did this kind of like to the Star Wars scroll?
Yes.
Scroll? Not scroll.
It was kind of a scroll.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well.
To the Star Wars. There you go.
Yeah. I think we should have this going. Okay.
No energy.
That's okay.
Another night.
You just take it easy. I'll take care of business.
Another night.
Uh-huh.
I feel fat.
Well, I'd have to say that every night, so.
Another night.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow.
Boo! Right. Tomorrow never comes. Ever.
so to speak. Hmm. Tired.
Tired, sure.
She said on the next day. Back hurts.
These are not very strong.
I mean, a lot of them are valid, I guess. Kids is one.
Well, kids, sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, the kids. Well, yeah, but they're asleep in sleepaway camp 400 miles away.
Kids. Back is sore.
She said that already.
Yep.
Oh.
There's another one. Mad at me.
Oh, well, that's, you know, what that do you have to say? Yeah, sure. You're a jerk. I mean, you're going on Instagram and posting all these reasons.
Just,
I wonder if she's mad at you.
Just wash the bed sheets. Another one.
I will replace them. No problem.
Only one have headache.
Oh, really?
And he spelled it H-E-A-D-A-C-E.
Well, there's your problem.
There's your problem right there.
Headache.
The next one is too early.
Too early?
Uh-huh.
Like, so maybe next year?
I don't know. I think it seems like too early in the night. And then the next night was later. This guy's very angry. Sorry, I have to get up early.
It's okay. But that really puts you to sleep, so that's not a good excuse.
No.
I'm pretty good at fighting those excuses.
Too late.
Too late. Oh, night. Too early. Too late.
Right.
I see. I get
the And
picture.
Then the next night, later.
Wow. Well, let's see a picture of this guy. Is there a reason for all of this?
Maybe? I haven't seen the picture of him.
Oh, he doesn't post a picture of himself.
No, don't be ridiculous. Not in the mood?
Sure. Okay. That's fair.
These two are my favorite.
Yeah.
Two nights in a row.
Yeah.
One, it's cold.
Okay.
The next, it's
too hot.
It's hot.
She don't like you, man.
And the final one.
Yeah.
She pretended to be sleeping. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's all great news. It's actually positive.
I don't know how you guys find this stuff. It is really actually nice to see.
But there's a lot of it.
And there's usually no news that's ever nice to see. Where do you find it?
You can find it really anywhere. But you can find our podcast on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In the weekend next door update, a guy found his dad's BDSM leather and thought it was motorcycle equipment and tried to sell it. And people are dumb. A guy who was printing fake money tried to return his printer when it stopped working.
And when Walmart wouldn't take it because they didn't have a receipt, he was like, hey, I could give you $100, which was what he was printing.
Which was a fake, yeah. And then they realized that he had a sheet of fake dollars. So they called the police. The police showed up and he hadn't left yet, so they arrested him.
I hope that he tried to offer them money, too.
And we called a guy here at KLOS who's in charge of our machines to find out why they never have water.
Mitch!
And he said, who am I, Moses?
All right, I'm off to part the Red Sea.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
That is beautiful, man.
Horrifying. Oh, that's Caskwatch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's wearing some leather teddies today.
Still has $2,000 to give away today.
Good for him.
The word is feet.
Ah, that's weird.
The podiatrist is very happy.
Yeah.
The word is feet, F-E-E-T. Text that word to 68683. That is feet to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, it's Caskwatch.
I've always known he existed. I am not surprised.
You're a believer?
He existed, yes. So
did you know he carried so much cash with him?
I did know that as well, yes. Yes, wow. I did. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, $2,000 today.
I bet I know the word even. Hold on. Sighting. Is it sighting?
It's sighting.
Ha! How I knew it all. I just don't know. I know things.
Text the word sighting.
I drink and I know things.
To 68683. That is sighting to 68683. For your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Oh, there's a lot of money on this monkey.
Oh, it's Caskwatch.
Or whatever it is. Oh, yeah.
Caskwatch, yeah. A lot of monkey.
A lot of monkey.
It's giving away $2,000 today.
Monkey.
This hour's word is calls.
What is it?
C-A-L-L-S. Calls.
Where are they coming up with these words?
Text that word to 68683. That's calls to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and it's local KLOS listeners and winners only. You got more shots to win about, 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
You're in me right now.
Uh-huh. I know. You know, you don't have to tell me that.
Wow.
I'm not sure what that means.
I think you do.
Wait, hold up. Both of us?
I don't do that kind of
I'm
movie.
I'm a generous gal.
Okay. All right.
Frank Zappa graduated from Captain Beefheart's alma mater on this day in rock in 1958. That is the Antelope Valley High School in Lancaster. As announced at a press conference on this day in rock in 1969 in London, Brian Jones was out and Mick Taylor was in as the new guitarist for the Rolling Stones. Peter Frampton came alive on this day in rock in 1975, playing the first of two nights at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Yes, that's the one that was recorded for Frampton Comes Alive.